In our previous shiur, we began a discussion on the halacha that a bris milah should take place strictly by day. And the Steichemet in Mareches Hazayin Klal Gimel says that a bris should always take place as early as possible in the day. And delaying the bris, even because you want to have a bigger audience, a bigger crowd by the bris, Barov Am Hadras Melech, still a bris should take place as early in the day as possible. The Levush says, the Levush is in Arachayim Simen Tuf Kof Pei Dalid Sif Dalid. He says that you can delay it until Chatzos in order to make the bris with a larger audience. Dar Zeruah, however, says that a bris should always take place as early as possible in the day. Even, he says, number one, there's a concept of Zrizim Magdimim LaMitzvahs. Number two, if you delay making the bris, he says it shows that the mitzvah is bezuyolov. It's not a mitzvah that is choshev by you. And in fact, the Shaila Shetshuva Shvus Yaakov says that there's a discussion in the Paiskim on Rosh Hashanah. If there's a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah, when should the bris milah be done? And he says that the halach is that the bris milah is done after Kriyas HaTorah before Musaf. Why? He said, because in Rosh Hashanah, we know that davening takes longer. And if we're going to wait to make the bris milah till after Musaf, the bris milah will end up taking place after Chatzos. And that's why he says you should make the bris. That's what halach is, to make the bris after Kriyas HaTorah. And in fact, he says, that's why when a bris falls on Shabbos, one should be careful to make the bris, to make sure that on that Shabbos we have bali tefillah that don't prolong the davening, so the bris milah should take place as early in the day as possible. There's a letter from the Michtav Sofer, a son of the Chassam Sofer, that they used to daven on the day that there was a bris milah. You should daven earlier in order to finish Shacharis earlier and make the bris as early in the day as possible. The Steichemet goes on to say that not only is there an inyan to make the bris, as we quoted him, as early in the day as possible, but the Steichemet also says that even a bris shloi bezmanoi, one should not say, well, I'm not making the bris on the right day, so let me make it on a convenient day. And he discusses two situations. One situation where he quotes a Noi de Yehuda, where somebody had a baby whose bris had to be delayed. So they thought, well, let's delay it till Erev Pesach, and that will be able to serve in the place of having an issue with the Bechorim being able to eat. And the Steichemet says, he says the Noi de Yehuda is very strong, and actually the Pesachei Tshuva in Yoridaeus Simen Reis Samach Beis also quotes that Noi de Yehuda, that one has no right to take that attitude and delay making a bris even for one day. Similarly, the Steichemet says that even if there's a situation, Rachmanot Tzlan, where one had a baby and the bris is not going to take place on the proper day, the child could not have the bris b'yom hashmini. And now the father, Rachmana Litzlan, lo yaleinu lo yaleichem, is sitting shiva. So he wants to wait to make the bris until he gets up from the shiva. Apparently, from reading the Steichemet, it seems that it was quite customary in those times to have music at a bris. Still says the Steichemet that Chas v'Shalom, even though it's during the Shiva, and even though it's a Milah Shalei B'Zmana, the bris should take place first thing
during the bris should take place first as, at the first opportunity and not delay a bris. And in fact, I saw Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer Chelik Beis Simen Yud Gimel. Rav Moshe has a tshuva there where he says that it's inappropriate to schedule Jewish simchas on a day of a non-Jewish holiday, because it shows, as the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah discusses, that a Jew is not supposed to celebrate on the day of a non-Jewish holiday. And scheduling a simcha for such a day is a concern. But says Rav Moshe, of course, not only a bris bezmanoi, that isn't a consideration, but even a bris shloi bezmano, there's no issue in schedule to do it at the first earliest possible date, even if that date is a date of a non-Jewish holiday. There's a tshuva in the Shal Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Ches, Simon Tzadik, Sif Beis, where he discusses delaying a bris, and he says that one should not ever delay a bris past Chatzos, unless, he says, to have a minyan, in order to have minyan, you could wait till Chatzos. But otherwise, a bris should not be delayed. And even if we're delaying the bris because we want a minyan, he quotes the Shalos HaTshuvos Meram Shik that says that only the actual bris mila that should be delayed if we're waiting for a minyan. But if we're delaying it because we want to have a minyan on the Suda, that's not important enough of a mitzvah to delay a bris. On the other hand, he says, he quotes the wording of the Torah Shulchan Aruch. The Torah Shulchan Aruch says, Hecha de efshar avdina al mila basara, vehecha de loy efshar avdina mepachas miasara. The words of the Shulchan Aruch. And the question is, why does the Shulchan Aruch, he asks, say this interesting sort of redundant wording? Hecha de efshar avdina al mila basara, vehecha de loy efshar avdina mepachas miasara. Once he said at the beginning of the Sif that where it's possible we should have 10, it's obviously that's only where it's possible. So he says a very nice word. He says that even though we're supposed to have a minyan by a bris, let's say you're not going to be able to have a minyan by a bris. So you would think, it doesn't make a difference at this point. I'm not going to have the minyan. Teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, if you're not going to have the minyan, you at least should still try to have as many people as possible available for the bris mila. Similarly, there's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tes, Simen Chof Ches, Sif Vov. The Tzitz Eliezer obviously received a sefer from Rav Felder, Sefer Shalos Yishurin, and he's writing comments on the Sefer, and apparently Rav Felder paskens in his Sefer that a bris mila could be delayed for after Chatzos in order to make a larger bris, Barov Am Hadris Melech. And he says he certainly disagrees. He says that the mitzvah of Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvahs supersedes the Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, and certainly a bris should never be made later in the day, even with the best of intentions. Similarly, there's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelik Days Yerideya Simen Yud Ches, where he discusses
this question. Apparently, when he came, the Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal was the Rav in Egypt. And apparently, when he got there, he saw that the custom there was that they made bris milas late in the day, almost by evening. And the tshuva that he writes is to explain why a bris mila is supposed to be earlier in the day. He explains that all mitzvahs should always be conducted as early in the day as possible. He says, we see that the Gemara says that the only reason Ki Shofar is blown by Musaf and not by Shachris is because Gzeres Malchus. Otherwise, like all mitzvahs, they should take place as early in the day. And he in fact says that, let's say somebody has a shaila, he paskins, that he could do Birkas Levana earlier, but he won't have a minyan, or should he wait till he has a minyan? And again, he says, the halacha of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs supersedes Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Even though he says that we know that the concept of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs, particularly when it comes to Bris Mila, is learned from Avram Avinu, and maybe Avram Avinu was before Matan Torah, he quotes from Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mevilna, and therefore maybe we can't use Avram Avinu as a model, especially because Avram Avinu was before Matan Torah. He says, and therefore Rav Shlomo Mevilna said that the obligation to make the bris as early in the day cannot be considered a chiv. He says, even though we can make that argument, still the argument that Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs certainly always takes precedence over Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Besides, he says, of course, the concern that making a bris later in the day could create a situation that the bris will be made chas v'shalom by night. And as we're learning in our sugya, the bris is not allowed to take place ever by night. Still, he says, then therefore he says, given all the other reasons we quoted earlier, the halach is the bris should be made earlier in the day. However, he does agree, as we quoted from the Minchas Yitzchak, that if we want to wait a little later in the day in order to have a minyan, that is fine. Why? Why is there such an important issue to have a minyan by bris? So he says a few interesting reasons. He says that when a child is born, it's like he's coming out of prison. And we know that when somebody comes out of prison, he has to say the Birchas HaGoymel. And the halach is that the Birchas HaGoymel has to be said in front of 10 people. And that's, in fact, he says, why by bris we say, Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv, Ki La'olam Chazdoi. As we'd say when we ever feel like we say Birchas HaGoymel. That's one reason there should be 10 people. Another reason is that there should be an Eda. An Eda is always 10 people witnessing that the father brought this child into the bris of Avram Avinu. Furthermore, by bris, we say the Pasuk Ashrei Tifcha V'Tzikarev Yishkan Chatzirecha, 5 words that are said by the father, and the tzibur ends nishba betur beisecha kadosh haichalecha, another 5 words to represent
that there should be 10 people. Another reason, and this is, he also says that the Sefer Mava Yavoik explains why the minig is to stand, that the entire tzibur stands by a bris milah, because the Shechina Kedosha comes to every bris milah, and we know that the Shechina comes, we know it needs a minion. So therefore he agrees to postpone a bris later in the day in order to have a minion, he'll accept. But not to have more than a minion. If you could have a minion earlier in the day, we have no right to postpone the milah into later in the day, even though, of course, it's nice to have more people by mitzvah. Berov am hadras melach, still, the reason magdimim takes precedence, and it's therefore most appropriate that the bris milah should take place early in the day. And as he concludes, a milah should never take place past the fifth hour in the day. Making a bris milah late in the day shows the mitzvah's milah bezuya alav chas v'shalom, that the mitzvah's milah is not important enough for him that he should do it first thing in the morning. And the halacha is that he should therefore make the bris milah as early in the day as soon as he could get a minyan.